This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. If you've been listening the last few weeks, you know that, every week I do an entire segment of the 12 o'clock hour is all local. So it's all Northwest music, and that's something that I started kind of post-pandemic. I realized that there were so many bands that have been coming out of the Northwest just putting out good stuff, man. There's so much good stuff here in the Northwest, just, you know, and not just in Washington State, Portland, Idaho, just... What a prolific region we're living in right now. And one of the most prolific of this region is a band, Sorsha. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Did I say it right? Sorsha.
Yep.
Not
yep.
Sorcia?
Yep.
Sorsha.
Yep. Sorsha.
Sorsha. Okay, yep. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
You did it.
So we played a couple songs recently. We've been playing along as you release these singles. How's it feel to, you know, finally have the record out?
It's been a long time coming. We recorded this record in April of 2021.
Wow.
And it was done at the same session as our EP Death by Design. So it's been, you know, a significant amount of time since this material has been tracked. So we're very excited.
At Witch Ape Studio with Tad?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Amazing.
Yep.
So, you know, we're really excited to finally have it out there. We've written and recorded new material even since then.
Okay.
Know, so... to get this out there is just...
We're already tired of it.
Feels really good. Yeah.
Well,
but we're also really proud of it,
yeah.
So we're really excited to share it. It's something that we've been really wanted to put out there for a while, but obviously with, you know, the last few years have been difficult with in the music industry, with getting music released at a decent time, you know, finding the right situation and artwork, and everything takes time. But...
It's here.
It's here now.
And it's solid on sexy vinyl. We got a bunch of different color variants. I got a really nice... what would you call the color that I got? What is that?
It's a black and gold clash.
Clash.
It's like Gold Dust, the wrestler.
Yes, exactly. Never forget the name.
Gold Dust.
That's awesome. Okay, so you know what? I realized that I didn't do the formal introduction. It's probably been a little while since people heard Sorsha on Metal Shop as far as an interview. So reintroduce yourself. What's your name and what you do in Sorsha?
My name is Bryson, and I am the drummer.
I'm Neil Diatley. I'm the guitar player and vocals.
I'm Jessica Brash, and I am bass and vocals and sometimes acoustic guitar.
All right. So, you know, as far as like a region of the Northwest, are you guys would you call yourself a Tacoma band, an East Side band, a Seattle band? You guys live a little bit outside, right? Like outside of the Seattle area?
About 45 minutes east.
Yeah. Where do you guys practice at?
In a town called Carnation.
Carnation.
Yeah.
Yep. Right on.
It's our hometown.
Right on. Yep. So all three of you guys live in that area?
I live in Carnation. Neil lives about 8 miles north in a sister town called Duval.
Okay.
They share a high school. It's at the same, you know.
Yeah.
The communities are close and connected, you know. Bryson's from that area, but he lives in Arlington now.
I live in the Arlington, Granite Falls area.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. So.
Out in the sticks.
Carnation Doom.
Nice.
Swamp Doom.
Flood Metal.
Flood metal. That's right. Nice.
So this new album is out on Desert Records. How'd you guys get linked up with them? Oh, was your last album on Desert Records?
It was.
It was? Okay, yeah. So
The EP was. Awesome. First record, the self-titled, was our own.
Cool.
Our own doing.
Yeah, Death by Design. We were playing a lot of shows with a band called Grim Earth.
Yeah.
One of our favorite bands from this area for sure.
Yeah.
And good friends of ours. And they had just signed to Desert Records, and they told Desert Records about us. And so Brad went and listened to our first album that we had self-released in 2020. And he said he wanted to work with us to put out our next album. Well, we said, how about maybe this EP instead? Because we were talking about maybe doing an EP first before another full length.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was down. And that was Death by Design. There's 16-minute, like, three-part song that we did, and then we decided
epic.
Yeah. Yep. So that was how we found out, or that was how we got linked up with Desert Records.
That's awesome.
Was through Craig or Mirth. Thanks, Craig.
Yep. Thanks, dude.
Shout out to Craig.
Craig.
So the album Lost Season is out now, but the record release show is next week, July 28th at the Substation. You're gonna be playing with a lot of really awesome Northwest bands. Mm-hmm. We got Mosh Generator, Sun Crow, and Mother Root.
Yes.
And this is at the Substation. It's a record release show / tour kickoff.
Yeah.
So where are you guys going?
I mean, as far as down to San Diego.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a 12-date tour. We've toured the Northwest region, but we've never gone all the way down the coast.
Awesome.
So we'll be going down through Oregon, Portland, Eugene, Northern California to Eureka, for there's a pretty cool scene there.
Cool.
And then we'll be heading to the Bay Area to Oakland, Los Angeles, San Diego, and then we hit over to our desert leg of the tour. We do Tempe, Arizona, and then we're playing Burke City Rock Fest in Albuquerque. We're really excited about that one. It's a big fest with Weed Eater, Pike, so many freaking awesome bands.
And
we're
York.
Very, very lucky to
many a
be
weed
part of
will
it.
Be smoked.
Red Mesa as well.
Yes.
Yes. And then after that, we head up to Denver, Colorado, hitting the Rockies, and then over to Salt Lake City, and then we're supposed to be playing Boise. We'll see.
That's awesome.
And then home. Yeah.
And home. Then sleep.
There we go. Oh, man. No sleep for the wicked. It's going to be an awesome tour.
Yeah, it's our biggest tour yet. You know, it's
congratulations.
We're really excited.
Thank you. Yeah.
Been booking it since January.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
excited
crazy.
For it.
Yep. Got ourselves a van.
Okay.
And we're ready to rock and roll for sure.
Right on. Requested the time off from work. You're out, ready to rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
ready
or not, we're going on to...
That's
we're,
badass.
We're not going to be there, so...
Yep.
Too cool. Late now if they got a problem.
That's all. So, okay. So tell me a little bit about recording with Tad. This isn't your first album. We're recording with Tad from Witch Ape Studios, of course. Obviously, legendary Tad of Tad. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. What's it like working with such an icon?
It was... amazing. It's kind of like, just, you know, being a fan, it's kind of wild just walking in there and, hey, Tad, and you know, and
super down to earth.
Yeah, super down to earth. And you know, him and his wife are amazing people. And yeah, we've recorded with them.
Peg?
Peg. Or yes,
she did a project called Pegadeth.
Oh yes,
yes, she did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have had three sessions down at Witch Ape. And
what area is it?
It's like, it's...
South Seattle.
Yeah,
oh,
South
cool.
Seattle.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's cool, like, having the being into our, you know, going through three sessions of it, because you just kind of get like a, you know how each other operates.
Yeah.
And, you know, start kind of dialing in the sound. Tad knows what we like, and...
Yeah.
He's there. He knows.
Heavy amps to the face.
Heavy amps to the face.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we play one of the songs? Let's play one of the songs. We're going to go into, I think this is the first single you released from the album. It's called Misanthrope.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Again, the record release show is July 28th at Substation. You're going to be hearing selections from the album Lost Season. The band is Sorsha. You're listening to Metal Shop. Anything you guys want to say about Misanthrope before we jump in?
It's personifying,
It's personifying
the nice way of saying
your
it.
Your animosity toward mankind.
Yeah, it's an animosity towards people. So this was written during the pandemic, so it was just a weird divide, and we were pretty tired of it. And this is kind of us giving some characters, traits to the idea of being frustrated with people.
Yeah.
Can certainly relate.
Yes.
I think a lot of us can.
Or if you've ever, or if you've ever worked customer service.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, it's Sorsha. Their record release show is July 28th at Substation. You can hear songs like this and many more. It's Misanthrope here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sorsha here on Metal Shop. You just heard Misanthrope. They're going to be playing a record release show July 28th at Substation, and you'll be able to hear songs from this album, Lost Season. Just came out, and you can pick it up on vinyl. You can buy it on, you know, Bandcamp and get it on your collection for Bandcamp. You can stream it anywhere you stream music. Just support the band and come out and see that show. So I'm going to go a little bit in the back log of the history of not just Sorsha, but you guys individually.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first thing that got you into heavy rock and roll music? Not just, you know, even if it was before you heard metal. And we'll start with you, Bryson.
Actually, KISW.
Okay.
Nice. I remember listening I remember the first time I heard Tool, I was in the car with my dad. Actually, I think we were actually in a Fred Meyer parking lot. And I heard Prison Sex for the first time.
There you go. Prison Sex in the Fred Meyer parking lot.
In the Fred Meyer parking lot. You know, that's where it usually happens. And I remember hearing that and then just kind of like, and that was on KSW.
Yeah.
And then just kind of falling in love with metal and then just kind of listening to, you know, obviously Alice in Chains and all the Seattle icons. And then, like, when I got to middle school, early high school, then I started getting into the really, like, black and death metal type stuff. And I have gone through so many ebbs and flows of my musical preferences. And so I think I just kind of meld them all into one and make one fun metal genre of my own here.
There you go.
Yeah.
The heaviness. That's awesome. And how about you, man? What got you into, you know, kind of heavy music or just rock?
I would say, like, kind of, again, it boils down to, like, two spots for me. Watching Danzig, the Mother video, that really made an effect on me for some reason. And, like, around that same time, you know, like, Metallica was being played on MTV and stuff. So, like, I'd say that'd be, like, the first wave of it, like, being you know, given to me in a certain way. Like, I just turned on the TV and saw it. But then after that, like, you know, you start to go into, like, record stores and, like, pulling stuff out just because it's on a certain label or because the album looks, like, really cool in a certain way. Like, and you just, you take a chance and you buy it, right? Like, the internet was just kind of new at that time. So, like, I couldn't just look it up necessarily as it is now. But, and you get lucky. So, I got to meet some cool people, and I got, like, Dissection Records, Catatonia.
Nice.
So I lucked out with, like, you know, the first death record in particular.
Yeah.
And that's kind of that was another wave of, like, the underground in that wave. Like, it wasn't Pantera. It wasn't Metallica. It was something, like, almost like Indiana Jones. You sought for it. And you're, like, when you found it, it was, like, treasure, right?
It's deeper.
Yes. Yeah. And you wanted to show everybody it and, like, wear it. And so, yeah, that was how it got into heavy metal.
That's awesome. And Jessica, how about you?
Well, I would say my dad got me into heavy metal.
Yes.
My dad was into heavy music and took me to see really great heavy bands at a really young age.
Such as? You remember?
I do remember. We were living in Mississippi. He was working for PV at the time.
Yeah.
And we drove over to Birmingham, Alabama in 1996 to see Ozzy Osbourne, Sepultura, and Typo Negative.
Well, hell yes.
And it was Ozzy. It was
goddamn.
It was Sepultura with Max. I don't know if it was, like, a break from Ozfest, because I know Ozfest was happening that year.
But Typo.
That was I got to stand on the side of the stage and watch Sepultura.
Goddamn.
And I was probably maybe 13 years old. Changed my dude. It was so heavy and intense. It just totally fucking changed my life. And then Typo Negative, and obviously Ozzy. Like,
well, now I know what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life, right?
Freaking like, but I had already, been exposed to heavy music even before that. Like, he mm-hmm. raised us on Black Sabbath and heavy rock. My dad always, he played in heavy rock bands, and so he definitely had a great taste in music, and that's where a lot of the heavy came from, was his nice. His showing it to us and exposure and supporting us playing music.
Yeah, that's where you picked up the instrument kind of from your dad.
Yeah, because awesome. He played in bands, and so when we started playing, he supported it, and yeah, it was awesome.
That's cool. Right on. Well, just getting a little bit of backstory about
social media. And MTV.
Oh, there you go. Hey. Sure. Yeah. You know, people MTV. Talk trash on MTV and stuff, but this, at a certain time, they did play music videos.
And there was a lot of music I got from MTV that was heavy that was not for my dad, but that's kind of where it began, I would
yeah.
say. You know, but it kind of went from there. Yeah.
They would occasionally play some metal, you know. They had Headbangers Ball. Yeah. I've learned about a lot of stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not everyone was born with a freaking, you know, Slayer CD in their diaper. You know, I had to go through the Korns and those kind of things before I got into the like really heavy underground mm-hmm. stuff. So,
yep.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Sorsha. The album release show again is July 28th at the Substation. Send them off right onto an awesome tour all across the West Coast area, and then all the way going to Colorado, and then Salt Lake, you said?
Yeah, so yeah. We're doing the Pacific Northwest with Seattle, Portland, Eugene, and then do the West Coast with Eureka, LA, Oakland, I know that's backwards.
San Diego.
Yeah.
And we go to the desert, Phoenix, Albuquerque, and then we do the Rocky Mountains to Denver Amazing. And Salt Lake City, and then hitting Boise, hopefully, and then
home,
yeah.
How I spent my summer vacation out on the road. Amazing. Yep. So this show, particularly the record release show, features some other awesome, amazing Northwest bands. Tell me about, you know, what made you want to choose Mosh Generator, Sun Crow, and Mother Root for the lineup?
Well, first of all, those are three bands that we really admire and
definitely.
We're big fans of, and we are very grateful and looking forward to like having them on this bill with us. Mm-hmm. First of all, Mother Root, they're from the Snoqualmie Valley, where we're from. Mm-hmm. Good friends of ours. We linked up with them probably around 2019, and we just have always hit it off with those guys. Love their style. Great music. Mm-hmm. Go check out Mother Root if you've never heard of them.
They're going to be on the first little few days of the tour with us, too.
Yeah, awesome. they're doing the Pacific Northwest leg of the tour with us.
Cool.
And then Sun Crow, those guys are great friends of ours. They have such a great sound that we really love, and good friends.
Yeah, just great people.
Kindred spirits, for sure. And then Mosh Generator, obviously, they're total legends.
Oh, yeah.
Tony actually asked if he could be on this bill.
Wow. And you're like, please.
Of course.
We were having a conversation about something else. I had found a Stone Axe record at this record store, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I recorded with Tony a long time ago.
Awesome.
And have shared the stage with him with other bands. I've known that guy a long time, and I was surprised to find a Stone Axe record, because I haven't seen anything like that in a long time. And so I took a picture of it and sent it to him, and he was like, oh yeah, look at that. He's like, hey, by the way, you guys doing a show for your album release? I'm like, yeah. He's like, can we jump on it? I'm like, well, of course.
Duh.
Of course.
You don't have to ask.
Will you jump on?
Right? Yes. That's amazing.
Super cool. So yeah, obviously Mosh Generator, they're I mean, legends, great, amazing band. Like, we're really pleased with how the lineup came together, and couldn't be more excited to share the stage with these bands, for sure.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And when you're hearing this, that'll be next week, July 28th at the Substation. And I think it's about time to go into another song. We're going to go into Dusty from the new album. And this one is called Lost Season by Sorsha, the band you're listening to. Who wants to tell me about Dusty? Shout out to the place I work for my day job. It's called Dusty Strings. So
it's about your job.
Oh, there we go. Hey, my boss will be very happy.
I'll say this song. It was originally recorded acoustic.
Okay.
For a bonus track for the CD release of Death by Design.
Okay.
But it was always meant to be
electric,
like a big hit.
Yeah.
Sure. Cool. And honestly, it was weird. Like, the acoustic and the electric version kind of emerged at the same time. We recorded the acoustic version with my brother, and that went on the Death by Design EP. But this one, this electric version, is, I don't know, it's the same, but
but different.
Still different. You know, nice. I don't know.
It's got some juice.
The same but different.
Always knew it needed to. It was always meant to be a plugged in, turned up song.
Nice. Yeah.
So this is the other version of that song.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. It's Dusty from the new Sorsha album, Lost Season. You're listening to Metal Shop here on The Rock.
We'll be right back.
That was a song called Dusty by Sorsha. Their new album, Lost Season, is out now. You can catch them at their record release show July 28th next week at the Substation alongside Moss Generator, Sun Crow, and Mother Root. And you just heard the song called Dusty, the second single from the album. The next song you'll hear is actually the newest single. Is that right? The newest single?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The final single from the album. But while we have you there, this is a Northwest-focused show here in proudly a Northwest radio staple, KISW. What's your favorite Northwest artist or band of all time? And we'll start with you.
I think, I don't know, Alice in Chains probably. Yeah. I'd say Alice in Chains. I love all the grunge, but Alice in Chains kind of always stuck out to me a little bit more for whatever reason. Mm-hmm.
I
think, and Tad, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go with AIC.
AIC and Tad. Yeah. Okay, right on. All right. What do you got?
I mean, I love Zeke.
Yes, great band. Short, really, fast, loud.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, bow. The Melvins, I really like. And then, like, Nirvana. Mm-hmm. And then as far as, like, I would say, like, the bands that I've been playing with, I mean, there's a really lot of good bands right now in Seattle. Mm-hmm. But I really love Mother Root, Grim Earth, Sun Crow.
Green River Thrillers.
Oh, man, Green River
Thrillers. They're very underrated. Yeah. Oh, they've been at it for so long.
They're so good. Yeah. Such a great
They are
band.
So cool to watch.
Dude, you are sleeping if you don't know about, you ain't messing with Green River.
But there's
Thrillers.
A lot of good Seattle bands right now. It's a really cool time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I really feel fortunate.
And Jessica?
As far as bands that are, like, bigger and, I guess, more well-known, I mean, my personal favorite Seattle band will always be Nirvana, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the band's been an influence on me since I was a kid, you know. Soundgarden as well. I was more into Alice in Chains when I was younger, but as I've gotten older, Soundgarden has definitely taken over a lot more.
Yeah.
Which is funny how that works, but... Washington bands. And then, like, a lot of the bands we're playing with now, like what Neil was saying, Mother Root, big inspiration to us, good friends, Green River Thrillers, Grim Earth, Sun Crow. So there's so many good bands. Mount Saturn. I could go off for days. Like, it's so crazy, like, what is going on out there right now in the Pacific Northwest alone. Like, there's so many amazing bands. It's part of the reason why I try to do Rain City Doom Fest every year, is to try to showcase some of this talent up here, because there's just, put it on, like, you know, bring it all together, and there's just a lot of talent.
Rain Doom.
On. Yeah, it's cool.
It is cool.
It's really neat to see, and we're happy to be a part of it. And
you guys are going to be flying the Northwest flag all over the the West Coast, and then all the way down to the South.
Yep.
So, good luck out there on the road. You know, stay safe. You guys are going to kill it. Amazing record. Before we jump into the last song, shout outs or thank yous. Anyone you want to shout out or thank you?
Just off, right up, like, straight up you, man. Like, it's really special that
you
thank you,
play
Kevin.
Us on the radio. It's
You're welcome.
So
thank you.
And,
yeah, my pleasure.
You're the man, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. You've been playing us a lot and supporting us so much, dude. And just having us on the show is an honor.
Yeah.
Especially, like I said, like, I got into heavy music from KISW, so it's pretty rad.
You guys can't see it on the air right now, but Neil's wearing a KISW shirt.
Yeah, old school one from, like, 2005.
That's
right?
It.
Like, almost 20 years old.
Shout out Steve Rock, who gave it to him. So at the old promotional pop-up event or something like that.
Thrasher's Corner, yeah.
Nice.
I want to give a shout out to Tad for recording this record. Shout out to Brad and Desert Records. They've brought us under their wing, and it's really wonderful to work with them, and Desert Bloom PR, and everyone that's helping us release this record. Old Magic Records put it out on cassette. So I want to say thank you to all the people that have helped us get this album out into the world. My family. Love you guys.
I want to give a shout out to my wife, Elise. She has been so supportive of all this, and just, being right by my side while we're rocking out, and especially since we got a 5-month-old at home now. Shout out to her; she's adorable and awesome.
Shout out to Devin.
What up, Devin?
Devi.
Yeah, but the support, it's a long line support, like with family, like these guys. These two sitting here with me are awesome people, and it's shout out to the two of you.
Oh, Bryson.
He's so good.
I know.
Again, the record release show is July 28th at the Substation. You can pick up the copy of Lost Season, the new album by Sorsha. We're going to jump into an axe named Otis here to end things, but we got a little intro we need here. So I want your name. I want the name of your band, and you're listening to Metal Shop in the cheesiest way possible, okay?
Not the song, just the band name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's called an axe named Otis.
Yes.
Okay. An axe named Otis.
There you go.
If you want to say the name, I'll give you full,
creative,
okay. Yeah.
I like that. This is Bryson from Sorsha, and you are listening to Metal Shop.
There we go. Don't take my job.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Sorsha, it's Metal Shop. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That actually did that better than I thought it would.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.